Indonesia with the news. Indonesia and the United Kingdom have reached an agreement to strengthen their strategic collaboration, paving ways to deeper cooperation across various sectors. Quoted from rri.co.id, both countries agreed to strengthen their strategic partnership to enhance cooperation in several priority areas, including economic growth, health, human resource development, defense and cybersecurity, climate change, energy transition, and sustainable development. The agreement resulted from a meeting between Foreign Affairs Minister Sukyono and the British Ambassador to Indonesia, Dominic Jambi. During the discussion, the two also addressed Indonesia's aspiration to join the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, or CPTPP. Indonesia is urging countries in the Southeast Asian region, or ASEAN, to place greater emphasis on creating secure and inclusive digital environment for children, ensuring their protection and well-being in the evolving online landscape. The call was conveyed by Vivi Ali Dayahya, the Director General of Public Communication and Media at the Communication and Digital Ministry, during the 17th ASEAN Ministers Responsible for Information meeting in Brunei Darussalam. Quoted from rri.co.id, Vivi Ali signed a statement during the meeting's ministerial discussion session in Telkom Maju, Media Advancing Joint Understanding. Let's know that RRT gives one voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. And the mic, and we'll bring you more information about Indonesia still on vionews.id and the application @digital. A little bit emphasis on the app. On the app, you can also use the command like and share section so that you can communicate directly with us, or you can also say something while using our WhatsApp number +62 81 281 2130. Michael, for more information, is coming up from Indonesia for Everything You Are. So here is India with Everything You Are. To one another. As you traverse our vibrant communities and delve into unique adventures, rest assured that Northern authorities work hard to foster a safe haven for every traveller. So let's journey with peace of mind, respecting the guidelines that keep us all safe. never stop speaking or telling the truth. A quote from Mohamed Hatta. Listener, Mohamed Hatta is the first vice president of Indonesia. He is known as a leader with strong determination, compassion in sharing, modest, honest, as well as wisdom in diplomacy. And listener, that's quotes of the day. Guthrie's hometown is sinking, but the visit to the city of Sabah in Aceh is spiking so much during the visit holiday, reported by Editor.co.id. They have two locations called Iboy Beach and Rubia Island, and it was crowded. They were crowded by hundreds of tourists during this long weekend. For example, on Sunday, May 11th, they got a spike in the number of tourist visits, like 500 to 700 people per day, and most of them are coming from outside Aceh, mostly from North Sumatra. And then the chairman of local tourism community Pop Darwis, which is Tarmizi, said that it was so felt in the last weekends, according to Tarmizi. And most people are so enthusiastic to see the dolphins swimming around them when they are around the island of Sabah. And for the comfort for the people, the local tourist operators also improve the service and facility from time to time. So maybe this can be a recommendation, something for your bucket list, which is to go to Sabah in Aceh to enjoy a lot of natural things, including the swimming dolphin around you. Yeah. symbol is an expression of gratitude. It is also a symbol that aims to strengthen social relations in Papua. Recently, a lot of people are going to Borobudur to join the Lantern Release Festival, and it seems that the government has a plan for the plan for Borobudur, not only for the Vesak Day, but also for the whole day, as a center for spirituality and culture of the world. Quoted from our culture minister, Fadli Zon, said that this commitment is not only about keeping or preserving their heritage, but bringing a real benefit for people's prosperity, people's welfare, today and tomorrow. But in realizing this matter, according to the minister, he will need collaboration and cooperation from all, from the central and regional government. And it is expected that with this cooperation, the culture ministry can realize a cultural ecosystem which brings real impact for the local people. After this, you'll be listening to a story about Indonesian legend in pop, which is the People's Power. Stay tuned on Edward Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Was this morning.
realized the late Bing Slamet. The death of Bing Slamet made her so sad. Bing so mourning, Titik Puspa created a song called Bing. For her, Bing Slamet was indeed everything. Without Bing, Titik Puspa, who used to be very shy, would never set her foot to Jakarta, at the capital city of Indonesia. Karena tahun 54 itu saya menang dari Semarang. Jadi bina radio Semarang. Sampai di Jakarta tuh saya bukan mau nyanyi atau berlomba nyanyi. Di sana saya itu. I was in the year of 1954. I was a winner of Semarang, becoming a radio star of Semarang. Until arriving in Jakarta, I did not want to sing, nor join the contest. In my head at the time, I had to meet Bing Slamet. Because he was my idol. Yes, after joining the exercise, I knew the side that would be presented at the semifinals. I've run to final coping. I fell and fell. In front of NFE, it was still Ikara Stadium. Next to it, it's Kids Sports Center. There, we meet the sun. If I were a radio star of NFE, I would meet him at the midfield. Until I fell. How excited I was at the time. But the next day, I was in the semifinal. I took his right hand. Suddenly, I already got the signature of Bing Slamet. I brought it until I slept. I said that right here, there was Titik Puspa. And twice, finally, the third time, I was pushed by my fellows. You were called. I didn't need to stand up. It was here. I was in front of the mic. What's going on anyway? The commentators of Semarang were so crazy. They were a little angry. I didn't understand. I actually laughed and laughed. What was going on? Ting, tong. Then I've already answered right away. I said in my heart, should I cry? Why not? Oh yes, I shouldn't cry and cry.
Although the major champion in the selection of NRE radio star in 1954, Titik Puspa, as a singer who was born in November the 1st, 1937, began to realize her vocation as a singer.
And sickly. Because of being often sickly, she never felt disappointed and upset with the creator. Even, she used to try to commit suicide. She was no longer weak. She was well, smart, and everyone was pleased with her. She also thanked the merciful to change herself. Ever since, Titik was committed to singing for the god. This was an initial momentum on which Titik Puspa started singing.
Terus besoknya bangun itu cuing. Itu kayak bangun itu cuing. The next day I woke up, I was sleeping $6 million man. So in the morning, what I did was washing dirty plates, sweeping around and bathing my younger sisters and brothers. After night it was like washing and washing. It was like the job of making films, you know, everything was quick and fast. I went to school on foot, and it was a heart stopping. After arriving at school, I was able to answer all the questions asked by my teacher. It was simple. All of my schoolmates clapped at me. That was bursting, you know, bursting. 7 times, 7 is okay. Everything was not. Then everybody was laughing and laughing. Oh my god, in a moment, I thought so. I ran from the school, I climbed some trees in the garden. Oh my god, I was smart. I failed to die, I wasn't sick.
When sitting in the fifth grade of elementary school in Magelang, Titik Puspa got accustomed to going to school by train. During this trip on the train, she was listening to beautiful music that actually was the sound of the train. Surprisingly, it was only she could hear the musical strains.
Jadi, setiap kan satu tahun itu, satu tahun saya nyanyi di sekolah, satu tahun aku tinggal di kereta api.
So each time I arrived home for one year, I sang, oh my god, 1 year I sang on the train. Because I was at the fifth grade of elementary school in Magelang, I had to hear it.
Well, it was her. For me, it might be the start that I had to learn sound, yes. I heard an imitated sound, and made it as a guidance. Anyway, oh my god, wanted me to do so, in order.
That was Titik Puspa in the eyes of other artists. She's known as a senior who is not arrogant and wants to lead the junior. Then, how was Titik Puspa in the eyes of her daughter, Tati?
Kalau sebagai anak, mungkin tidak semua anak paham ya, karena edukasi yang dilakukan oleh ibu saya, kebetulan Titik Puspa, itu tidak berhenti sampai detik ini.
If it's a daughter, probably all children could hope so, because the education made by my mother, who happens to be Titik Puspa, does not stop until this moment. For us, a mother is above all everything. It means that we can be down, if we are opposite or rough with her.
strong enough because we keep making self-correction. Even until I will be a grandmother and have grandchildren, I keep making self-correction.
Dilip Kumar is well known not only as a singer but also as a remarkable songwriter. Many of her songs have become top hits so far. The creation process of her songs was made by herself, starting from not the lyrics.
My husband saw me write a song, but he was unable to read my writing because my notes are in lines such as mi do si fa la la mi do la sol fa fa mi re mi re mi sol fa. There's no bar. It was trial or anything. Only I knew, so I got it, and I sang, and finally he knew as well. Then he could make the music. So if I make a song, people think Muswali makes it. He was never able to read my writing.
In her career, Dilip Kumar often underwent hard time. The most severe period she experienced was when she was claimed to suffer from cancer.
Karena waktu saya sakit kan, karena kanker. Karena kan umur 73 mau ke 74 ya. Orang udah umur segitu kan, kanker kan susah diperbaiki, diobatin ya. Tapi saya dikasih hidup lagi, kasih.
Can I suffer from a serious illness? Oh my God, I wasn't bummed. I just knew how painful suffering from cancer was. I got to cry and cry. Oh, my body was so painful. I didn't know which part of my body was so painful. My whole body suffered from my toes to my head. That was all painful. The pain was 100 folds. Like the pregnant woman who delivers a baby. Oh my God, I couldn't stand suffering from the pain. I had no strength. I said, if the God wants me to die, please let me die. But if the gods want me to live in the world, please help and give me tools. But while I was crying, I was in Singapore.
But the merciful God showed his power to Dilip Kumar. After being hospitalized for 13 days, she was declared to be recovered from cancer. Upon her recovery, she felt indebted to the God and was entrusted with a task by entertaining Indonesian children.
Gitu nah, di situ saya merasa punya utang sama Kusya lah. Sama Tuhan, makanya saya mesti apa Tuhan. Tunjukkan saya pengen punya lagu buat anak-anak.
Well, I felt being indebted to the God. So, what I had to do myself? Show me tools. I wanted to have some songs for children. Yes, finally I met Madam Ajin from Musica Studio. Well, I made A-E-O-E-O. Then it has to be made, just speaking to launch. So there were some titles of the songs such as Aku Bangga Jadi Anak Indonesia, which means I'm proud Indonesian. Kau dan Aku Indonesia, which means you and I are Indonesian. Cinta Ila Cinta, which means love the love. Lagu Buat Bunda, which means song for mother. Hulu Hulu, which means here and there. In addition, there were other major songs, Menabung and Dang Kelinci, meaning savings and rabbit alley and halo halo. Then I added some songs. Pujaanku, which means my idol. Kekasihku itu Bapak Ismail Marzuki, which means my beloved father Ismail Marzuki. Indonesia Tanah Air Beta, my homeland Indonesia. And Indonesia Pusaka, which means Indonesian heritage. So I had a lot of tasks from the God for Indonesian children. This was what made me revive. I was like a newborn baby, like a newborn baby. I'm not like a children, so I cheered up again. I was like to have a new spirit, you know, to have a new world.
Now, her age is not young anymore. Dilip Kumar presents a special gift for Indonesian children. She creates a special song for the children to fulfill her promise to the creator.
The rest of my life, sisa hidup saya, insya Allah saya akan persembahkan kepada anak-anak Indonesia sebagai cicilan utang saya kepada Tuhan.
Now with the rest of my life, the rest of my life, God's goodness, I will dedicate my life to Indonesian children as an installment of my debt to the God, to my country, and to my people. I'm now 17 years old. I can still breathe fresh life somewhere in a beautiful place. And I'm closer with the physical sky. The sky looks better. Oh my God. I kiss, love, and pray for my people to be always aware with their behavior and capacity. The God will embrace my people with healthy, safe, smooth, and successful reign. Boost my country, my leaders, and my people. I thank a lot to all Indonesian heroes in our fields. I love all of you. God bless you. Independence.
Pertahankanmu.
Shut up.